the space race. It's Sputnik, right? Gemini missions, Apollo 11. The whole thing's practically its own highlight reel.
Right, yeah, iconic.
But what if there was a whole other side to it? Mm-hmm. A story, a version that changes who got to space first?
Well, it's funny you should mention that, actually. Because when we think about it, this whole idea of like making space travel a private thing, not just governments, we think Elon Musk, right? SpaceX, that whole thing. But this story, it kind of hints that maybe that started way earlier than we think.
Way earlier. Okay, so rewind to the 60s. Forget NASA labs. Picture a regular kid.
Yeah.
Edward Benson, tinkering in his garage.
Not surrounded by, you know, the best minds and millions of dollars of equipment.
Not even close.
Okay, got it.
Just normal stuff. But he's got this thing for balloons, helium balloons.
And that right there, that's our first clue that this Benson, he's different. Like most people see a balloon, it's a party, right? Or a parade. He sees a possibility.
Yeah, but also maybe a little danger because the story goes, he gets it in his head to attach these balloons, tons of them, to his bike.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about this. Like it would even lift a little.
Well, somehow, and we are talking Virginia to almost New York City, he accidentally, allegedly, launches himself. Floats right across state lines.
See, that's what I'm saying. Huge imagination, but also, like, his poor mother, 4 days, no clue where he is, finds his bike helmet, that's it. Could have gone way worse.
Definitely not textbook safety procedures. But this is where it gets weird, okay? It's like this whole thing, almost dying, it kickstarts something in him, he gets obsessed. Can he reach the moon with balloons?
Okay, so this is pure Benson, right? Total ingenuity. We're talking cobbled together, like, used ski gear, scuba tanks, and enough balloons to make a Macy's parade float look tiny.
It's almost comical picturing this thing next to a Saturn V rocket, you know? You got to wonder, did he actually believe this could work?
Well, the science behind it, let's just say there's some debate, right? The idea was the balloons, they get you up out of the atmosphere. Then these scuba tanks, they're like little bursts to push you toward the moon.
And how about breathing?
Oh, yeah. More scuba tanks. The whole thing. It's like the most bare bones space program ever.
Definitely. Like something out of a book. But you got to admire the guts.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Even if the details are fuzzy, this wasn't a lack of smarts, okay? This was someone who just refused to believe in limits.
And that refusal, it might have taken him farther than anyone thought possible. And here's where things get really interesting. Ever get that feeling? Like, maybe NASA found stuff on the moon, but not the stuff they told us about.
Oh, definitely. Alien cover-ups are practically their own genre.
Right. But what if it wasn't aliens? What if they found something way more down to Earth, literally?
Okay, I'm intrigued. What are we talking about?
Picture this.
Yeah.
They get to the moon, plant the flag, giant leap for mankind, the whole deal. And in the background, litter.
Litter, like from Earth.
Like someone had a leaner picnic. We're talking a Gatorade bottle just tossed aside.
Hold on. Seriously. See, now that would throw NASA for a loop. Here they are, showing off this incredible technical achievement, and it's like, oops, someone forgot to use the trash receptacle on the lunar lander.
And it's not just the bottle itself. Okay, attached to one of those scuba tanks, they find a little note that says, Benson was here. Straight and to the point.
You can't make this stuff up. Imagine being the astronaut who found that. Talk about a reality check.
Talk about a PR nightmare for NASA. This wasn't just, oh, someone messed up. This messed up the whole story they were trying to tell. America, top dog, pristine achievement. Except for the space litter.
And think about it. This is the Cold War. Can you imagine if the Soviets had gotten there first and found that?
Propaganda would have been off the charts.
Exactly. They wouldn't have shut up about it.
Yeah.
So obviously this Benson, he becomes public enemy number one, or at least top secret enemy number one.
Massive manhunt. Not just NASA. We're talking the whole alphabet soup of agencies, CIA, FBI, you name it.
And they actually managed to find this guy.
Oh, they found him. Figured out a way. Turns out they'd been keeping tabs on who bought what kind of Gatorade for years.
Wait, seriously? Why?
Those contests they used to have. Win a prize under the bottle cap. Convenient way to track what people were drinking, where they were drinking it.
Wow, okay. Big brother, much. That's a whole other deep dive right there.
For another time, definitely.
Yeah.
But problem was, what do you charge this guy with? Littering on the moon wasn't exactly on the books.
It's not like they had a precedent for it, right? No lunar court of law to haul him in front of.
So they make a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a weird one.
Okay, lay it on me.
Ever heard of the Dole Plantation? The big pineapple one in Hawaii?
Yeah, it's a whole tourist thing, right?
That's his?
Right.
The whole thing. Government handed it over. Lock, stock, and pineapple fields. Benson's own little kingdom.
So the guy who may have been the first man on the moon is living out his days on a pineapple plantation.
Sworn to secrecy.
Yeah.
A legend hiding in plain sight. Makes you wonder what else is out there that we don't know about.
Makes you wonder what first even means, you know? Is it the official story all documented and celebrated? Or is it the thing nobody knows about that might have happened a different way entirely?
Makes you think, right? How many stories like this, just out of reach? The history we don't know.
It's like, what IS progress even? Did it have to be, you know, the big official thing all about how great a country is?
Instead of one guy, a pile of junk and a dream.
Exactly. Maybe we missed out stifling some of that, just letting people experiment, even if it's messy.
Kind of makes you root for the underdog, right?
Yeah.
That whole, gotta get there, doesn't matter what it takes. Very human.
And who knows, right? Maybe if we'd paid more attention to those Bensons out there, the ones told it's impossible, we'd be further along now.
It's humbling, for sure, to think how much we base our view on what we're told happened.
That's why we do this, though, right? Gotta stay curious. What's the other side of the story? What's hiding in plain sight?
Exactly. So next time you're sipping that Gatorade, or, I don't know, eating pineapple.
Very specific cravings there.
Maybe Edward Benson comes to mind, you know? Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But it's a good reminder. Sometimes the wildest stories, they're closer than we think.